Well, as long as you live, you always find out new things day after day after day after day. And
that's what's great about getting older, huh?
It is.
There's always something new to learn.
And I learned something new just the other day when we had an interview booked with Donna and Stephanie coming up about the Tabor Foundation and a person who received a grant from that and went on to work in our area. I didn't really know the history of the Tabor Foundation, and I found out, and we can get some right now, from retired, even though she's just as busy as before, Donna DiMartino from Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association, also on the board of the Tabor Foundation. Donna, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, how long have you been on the board at the Tabor Foundation?
Let's see. I think I've been on the board for about 5 years.
And what first brought your interest to the Tabor Foundation?
Well, interestingly enough, when I was becoming a single parent of a youngster, I had 1 year left of school, and I didn't have a lot of funds. So someone said to me, well, you know, you ought to call Dr. Everts because I think she's doing something. So I did, and that was how I got through my last year of school.
Wow. That's a great story. That's a great story. And obviously you carried that with you, and paying it forward is...
Absolutely.
It went right into your career.
Yes, I did. And worked in my community, so...
So now, explain a little bit how the Tabor Foundation works. How do people apply for it? When do the grants come out? And what do they cover and stuff like that?
Sure. The Tabor Foundation Fund is really scholarships for health training and education. So we look for students who are interested in the health field, be that nursing, MSW, social work, occupational therapy, physical therapy. We actually have paid to have young people become CNAs, certified nursing assistants, which is a field that is exploding and we need a lot of people. And they actually have a course at Northwest Community College. So we look for students. We tend to fund people who are more of the non-traditional student. So that is someone who may be a little bit older, someone who may be going back to school, someone who we believe and who tells us that they're going to stay in our community. The generally, we give about $1,000 to $4,000 out per year, actually, it's probably been a little bit more than that of recent. And people apply by going to the BerkshireTaconic.org website and just writing in the word Tabor, T-A-B-O-R. I've done applications, grant applications. This is a very simple application. And we also consider funding things that people don't think about, like if you have children, helping to pay for childcare, or if it is, you know, you're driving from here to Poughkeepsie or here to Winsted, helping to pay for gas. So I think it's a very unique fund, and our intent is that we have really well-qualified medical people in our community who want to stay here and work and live here.
And what's great about the fund is by accepting money from the fund, you agree also to work in the area that you come from.
Right. And the other thing that I should say about the fund is, you know, many funds are, you have to pay them back when you're in college. Ours is not. It's really a gift. The requirement is that you complete your classes and that you do stay in our community.
I think it's a great way to do it. And you said it at the beginning, by the way, we're speaking with Donna DiMartino. We're speaking about Tabor Foundation, and we'll be speaking to someone local who got a grant. But what you just said in the beginning is so important. As someone myself who's 66, and you can see it, we need more professionals in the field to take care of people because our population is older and our population needs that care. And you would think that, boy, that this should be the one segment of the job market that people should just apply to.
Exactly, exactly. You know, the aging of the baby boomers is going to have a huge impact. And we also live in a community that is one of the oldest in all of Connecticut. You know, Litchfield County has a very older population. So there are lots of reasons why people, number one, I would want them to want, I mean, I often say that you don't just become a nurse because you want to make money. you know, yeah, there's a commitment to the field. But we definitely need more nurses, more physical therapists, more occupational therapists, more speech therapists, more MSWs, and more certified nursing assistants.
Well, now that we've heard about what we need and what's out there, let's talk a little bit about the Tabor Foundation and its direct effect on somebody. Let's bring in Steph.
Sure. Let me, I'm going to put Stephanie Baldwin on the phone. Stephanie is the clinical director here at Salisbury VNA, and I am proud to say that, you know, Tabor Foundation had something to do with her getting here.
Hello, Stephanie Baldwin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So now let me talk to you about your becoming what you've become in the health field and how important the Tabor Fund was for you. Let's talk about how you found out about it and what it meant to you in your career, your chosen path.
Sure. So I am a registered nurse. I did not get to go to nursing school until later. I have two teen daughters at this point, or at the point when I was in school. And so it was very important for me to be able to get funding to be able to complete my education. You know, we had expenses of school and, you know, all the normal sort of adult things, I guess you could say, that we were trying to deal with. And finding funding for school was not always easy.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly how it is that I came across the Tabor Foundation Fund, but once I did stumble upon it, it was a very simple, easy application. It did consider all of my expenses. It wasn't the sort of traditional financial aid application that most people, you know, will have to go through in order to get scholarships or loans for college. and basically, it paid for my entire nursing education in order for me to get my registered nurse degree.
And once you got your degree, what was your first job?
My first job was actually within Canaan at Mountainside Treatment Center. I was there for a bit. I did leave the area for a short time. I went a little further after that. I went down to St. Mary's Hospital in Waterbury. Was there about a year and a half, got some valuable experience there, and then had the opportunity to return back up this way at Salisbury VNA. And I started as a case manager. That was back in 2017, I believe.
So after you get your education portion and certified, it was still a learning experience with your first two jobs, especially the second one. And at Salisbury Visiting Nurse, you landed there. And tell us a little bit about what you do. And I can sing the praises of Salisbury Visiting Nurse because I've used them and my mother used them. But what you do there and how Salisbury VNA works.
Okay, so Salisbury VNA is basically a traditional visiting nurse association. We actually date back to, I want to say, 1904, and we've been providing care within the northwest corner of Connecticut in a variety of ways since then. Right now, we provide skilled nursing and physical therapy, medical social work, occupational therapy, speech therapy. Generally, we're working with patients who are either being discharged from a nursing facility or from a hospital. Sometimes we get referrals directly from families or from physicians, and we provide care generally under Medicare, though we work with all insurances, we work with commercial insurances, and our goal is to basically get people back to a point where they can live as independently as possible within their homes. And that's kind of the premise of it all.
And I think what you most like about it is that you're involved in the community you come from.
Yes, yes. And that was one of my overall goals to begin with. I think part of what had sort of delayed my being able to become a nurse was the fact that nursing programs were not common. There was Berkshire Community College, but that's about an hour north. There was, you know, Columbia Green Memorial.
That's about an hour to the west.
Or we'd have to go down to Naugatuck. So actually I guess there were two things that really led me to be able to get to this point. One was having the funding, and the other was having the program that started at Northwest Connecticut Community College. And that finally really got me to where I wanted to be.
You know, it's just listening to you talk, as someone myself, when I 2.5 years ago, I went through 2.5 years of surgery.
Oh, wow.
And it required extensive rehabilitation after the surgery. Instead of going to a very, very expensive place, we put a handicapped ramp into my house, and we had my trainer and also Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association come over 2 times a week or 3 times a week. And it was much, much better to heal at home.
Yeah, I think, you know, studies show that people do heal better at home. You're exposed to a lot less, you know, other pathogens and such that you may run into at a hospital or a nursing facility. You're more comfortable. What's great also for someone who's rehabbing at home is that you're learning to do what you normally do in your environment. It's one thing to learn how to walk down a hallway in a hospital, but to be able to walk down a hallway in your own house, that's really different, and that's really where you're going to end up in the long run. So
the thing that stands out to me, and I know people are going to laugh, or the thing that stands out to me is I was in my house. I had to learn during my rehabilitation period how to go to the bathroom all over again.
Oh yeah, that's, you know, probably one of the biggest things people don't really think about.
It never crossed my mind, and it took a couple of really intense visits to figure out, and that's the great thing. They saw what I was doing, and they figured out the correct way for me to get it done.
Yeah, yeah. You know, definitely in our community, there's a lot of older homes. Nobody's bathroom is set up to be an ADA bathroom, that's for sure. So it takes a lot of creativity, a lot of experience just trying to have done these things in other people's homes that, you know, we bring all of that to you and, you know, try to find the best solution, the safest solution for anybody.
And all you're talking about, all that you've done, all that you've accomplished to this point really would not have been possible without funding from the Tabor Foundation.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And also Northwest Connecticut Community College, by the way, having the course. But those two things came together for you and made a lifetime choice for you.
Yes, yes.
So for people that are listening now, I guess their thing to be, if you're looking for employment and you're young and you know about nursing and you want to help people, it's probably something people should explore.
Oh, definitely. You know, I think there's a huge need in our community. Our community is very unique. I think as now working as the director here, I see that it's very difficult at times to attract people from other places to this area. And so if we can take people who are already from here and love living here and be able to, you know, meld them into what we need, it's the perfect scenario.
Well, congratulations. And obviously you're going to keep on helping our community.
Oh, for sure.
Stephanie, thanks for taking a few minutes and talking with us.
Thank you.
So we've just heard the amazing influence on the Tabor Foundation on one individual in our area, Stephanie Baldwin. And I ask you, Donna, to put the word out for people that are listening now that are interested, really interested in getting into healthcare, about how, once again, this foundation, you just listened at what it did with Stephanie, how it's available for other people to access it.
It is. It's available. There's a full application at www.berkshiretaconic.org/Tabor.
I'll tell you what, Stephanie's story is a great story. And as a matter of fact, the story of Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association is a great story. And whoever came up with the by your side is absolutely right. It doesn't matter whether you're recuperating or approaching end of life and you need help. I just have never seen anything as efficient as SVNA.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's a great organization. It's a gem in our community, Marshall. I've always felt that. And, you know, I always say we take care of people from birth to death. That is what we do.
We're very
And we do it,
you know, honoring those families. Can I just add one thing, that the eligibility for the Tabor Fund is open to residents of Amenia, Dover, Plains, Millerton, Northeast, Wasaic, Wingdale, and all of sort of what we think of as Region 1.
All right. And those are the people that are qualified to apply for this.
Yes.
Well, once again, Donna, thank you very much. And sooner or later, you'll actually get on a beach and stay there for maybe 3 months.
3 days is probably more like it, Marshall.
All right, Donna, thank you.
Thank you very much.